Jack and re-sign the team? And how did it come together to like having that?
Yeah, obviously after the lockout, things were kind of moving at whatever pace they were. And, we kind of found out a few days back that, there was some mutual interest there. And obviously I was ecstatic to hear that there was interest from Oakland, and just to come back and be in this uniform and with these guys and have a chance to go back to the Bay and represent the A's. I couldn't be more excited and honored to be coming back.
What do you see your role coming back in here?
Whatever I can do to help, it's kind of always been my way is, whether it's catch, first base, and hit, be around, be present, however I can contribute, and at any level, I'm open, and, we'll see how that plays out.
Obviously, being part of a World Series team last year any part of you think about just, going out on top like that, or was this something that you were kind of shooting for the whole time?
Yeah, obviously all of those thoughts go through your head every off season, especially as you start to get this point in your career. And the way last year ended with my final game kind of limping off the field with an injury, but hit two home runs in that game, and then you go on and your team wins the World Series and you're a part of that run, and of course then that thought enters your mind. But really when it came down to it is I love to play baseball. I love playing this game, and my body's going to allow me to do it. I worked really hard to get healthy after the last surgery, and if there was an opportunity out there, I wanted to take it. And I'm so blessed and excited that opportunity came from Oakland and that I'm back here with the A's.
You've seen some different iterations of how this club performs and how people think of one thing and it turns out to be another, and you had that experience with a lot of new faces in there. What's your message to some of those guys about what to expect as this thing gets started?
Yeah, my message is this, is that we have an opportunity. I've been here. I've never once said, we're not going to have a great year. We're going to have a great year. It's what we make of it. It's what we take with this opportunity that we're given. And there's a lot of young guys that are trying to establish themselves now as Major League Baseball players, and that's not always easy to do. And so for us, you have an opportunity every night to go out and showcase your ability and to help this organization win games. That's the goal every night. The goal every night for those of us that are here is to go out and win the game every single night, and we're going to do whatever it takes to do that. And so that's the message, is every night, go out, play to the best of your ability, do everything you can, and hopefully we're shaking hands at the end of the night.
How much fun was Atlanta?
Oh, man, that was such a blast. I had so much fun. What a great group of people, what a great organization. And obviously when you win, it makes it that much sweeter. And we just had a really special group in that room, and the coaching staff, the front office, everyone there, we really did. And to see the way the team clicked right at the right time, and it was so much fun. And it was a moment you dream of. I remember being 2-3 years old in the front yard dreaming of winning the World Series, and got to do it, and got to share it with my family as well. So that was really, really special. Yeah, I loved it here. This is where my family, we grew up as Oakland A's, and I established myself as a major leaguer in Oakland. And we had some really special moments in the 5 years that I was here. Two playoff runs and some really fun moments, a couple All-Star games. There's a lot of things that individually and as a group we accomplished here in the last time I was here. So I couldn't be more thrilled to be back and see the familiar faces, and obviously there's a lot of new ones in there. This is kind of like a dream come true to come back here and play one more time.
You've got a few spring trainings under your belt now. What's something that you wish you knew when you were entering your first or second one?
Man, that's a good question. I wish I knew, how sore you're going to be because you work hard all off season and you come in, but there's nothing you can do that gets you prepared for being in spikes all day and doing baseball movements all day, every day. It doesn't matter. You come in great shape and you're going to be sore and you're going to be tired. Honestly, sitting at home until March 23rd that was the longest 2 weeks of my career, was just waiting for that phone to ring and to get the right opportunity. Watching baseball and watching people out on the field when you're at home, that made me even hungrier to get back out here. So I'm really excited to be back in spring training. There's nothing like Arizona or Florida, but just there's nothing like spring training. Everyone's got a chance to win the World Series. Everybody's 0-0 right now, and that's the mindset you have to take. You have to take that mindset. We're winning the World Series every year.
Could you have signed a minor league deal like during the lockdown? Like,
I don't want to comment on that.
Did you know Sean Murphy before?
He was in my last spring training was his first camp, so I knew Sean pretty well from that spring training.
How would you just sort of gauge how he's grown as a catcher?
He's one of the elite catchers in the big leagues. There's very few that are better defensively, and very few that have the offensive power that he has. And he's already off to a great start in his career, and I think the sky's the limit for him. I think he's got the ability to be one of the top catchers in our game for a very, very long time. And he's smart. He works hard, and obviously the talent is unbelievable.
Can you walk me through the recovery from the injury and when you began?
Yeah, so I had the sports hernia surgery on October 6th, and I wasn't able to do anything for 6 weeks. So kind of sat for 4 weeks before surgery. So 10 weeks, I wasn't able to do any activity. So it was kind of a tough road back. But about second week of December, I was cleared for, start to do therapy and rehab and different things like that. And so I early November I started doing some early stuff, but it was about 8 weeks of just baby steps, and then about January 10th I got cleared to start baseball activities and start moving and start running and start getting into that, and it's been a pretty arduous process, and but it's a new challenge, and it's what it's all about, new challenges and beating them, and I'm excited to be back and feeling well.
A lot of Ted Lasso and Yellowstone when you sit on the couch and not able to do anything.
Yeah, I was waiting for the new season of Ozark to come out. That's for sure.
You obviously come back to the Coliseum before as a visitor, but just to be able to be playing home games there again, how much do you just look forward to that?
I can't wait to see fans. I cannot wait to see familiar faces. The security personnel, the concession stand people, the people that make Oakland A's to see. I get to see the players when I come in as a visitor. I get to see the clubhouse staff. I make sure I go say hi. But it's the people that I haven't been able to say hello to in the last 5 years that I can't wait to see on a daily basis. They're such a big part of our family, and the fans as well. And just to come back and see them. And like I said, Oakland's always been such a special place. And it's the fans and the people that work at the stadium as well as the people in the organization. But I couldn't be more excited to come back to that.
How do you go about just starting to learn the pitching staff? There are probably a couple guys that you know already. But...
Yeah, I mean, I started having conversations with people. You got to get to know them. I got a pretty good crash course this last summer getting traded to Atlanta mid-season and having to just jump right in and learn a new staff. So it's going to be catching a lot of bullpens, and it's a lot of conversations, a lot of video. But those are the things that I love about my job is the new challenges. So can't wait. Can't wait to get going.
How important is it to kind of develop those relationships?
It's everything.
Yeah.
Knowing that they trust what pitch you're throwing or what you're suggesting, and knowing that you've done your homework, that you're prepared, and that you're not leading them to the wolves, that you are, there's that rhyme and a reason for everything you're calling, and knowing what their body language is, knowing what makes them tick, knowing their interests, knowing all of that helps you just learn your guy on the mound and help them. Because at the end of the day, it's their game, it's their inning, it's their batter, and you're there to help them. And they need to know that you're with them every step of the way, and that their numbers count just as much in your mind as your own.
What can you bring as a World Series champion to this clubhouse to try and bring a championship back to Oakland?
Excitement. And, it's something that now that I've done it once, I want to do it every year for the rest of my life. That's But just being able to speak on that is really cool. And so anything I can do, just talking about it and just helping guys understand what it takes to be a winning player. And I've learned that all along the way from various people. It's not like I've got the answer, but just talking from my experiences, I think we'll be able to go a long way.
All right. Thanks, Stephen.